This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I have to tell you, this is quite the momentous occasion. This doesn't happen very often. Not very often at all. A little bit ago, I was sleeping soundly. Got a phone call from Michaela, and I thought, oh no, because there's stuff going on in our, in our family's lives. There's stuff going on. And I went, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hi, Meek. She says, are we doing a show today? I'm like, what time is it? 6:04, she says. I had a late night last night. Pretty much first thing I did after I put pants on was look to see if my alarm was actually on, and it was. I don't know what happened. I don't recall turning it off. I was sleeping soundly.
Yeah, dude.
Man, okay. Mark this one down. On Thursday, the 13th of March, 2025. Yeah, it's me sleeping in, missing the show.
Listen, it has been so genuine because you answered so sweetly also. I was like, you were like, hi, Mika. And I was like, hi, Chetty. Then I felt bad. I was like, hi, we were doing a show. Yeah. You're like, on it, on my way. Bye.
No, I really thought.
You have a lot of jobs, man.
So here's the thing. We're a little bit behind the eight ball. I don't know if we have time for all this. This is a really good. I love this first pick today. Like, I love a few other things.
Cool.
It's Mom's Taxi Service is going out of business. It's a big, long email. Deb wants to know, well, by the way, what do you call the area over by Coronado?
I don't know.
Yeah, because that's kind of a weird thing, too. It's not Seven Hills. It's not Anthem. It's not. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We could try to call it, you know, Henderson, but that doesn't cover it.
Because
that could just as easily be the other end of town. You know,
I'm still learning geography through Michaela's hometown throwdown. So I feel
right. And through all the different bits. Yeah. So right on. So here's my thing. I think I'm going to hold this over till tomorrow. I think what we're going to do right now is just go be caller number 25. It's your lucky day. You don't even have to work for it. Just be caller number 25. It's 702-364-9898. We'll give you Aziz Ansari tickets for Saturday, April 5th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. You'll go see the Aziz Ansari hypothetical tour just basically for not doing much.
Yes.
Now, we don't put a giant load on you anyway with the first pick. We just want you to hang out with your friends and have an opinion. But somehow, this seems pretty cool. So 702 364-9898 and just be color number 25 right now. It's that simple. We'll play Teddy Swims. You call us. Fine. And we'll get going for a thing. Are you sure it's not Friday yet?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Are you sure it's not Friday? It's the Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLBC.
The first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this. On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who you got on the phone?
We got Desiree Thomas from St. Rose.
What's going on, Des?
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
It's the easiest first pick you'll ever do. The easiest one ever, which basically you don't have to do anything. Yeah, it's just simple. We're going to give you Aziz Ansari tickets, and that's the end of it. We won't hear any more. That's
awesome.
It.
Yes. Go have fun. Enjoy your life.
Although I'm noting we do have half a second. We'll do this in a full form tomorrow. The long and the short of it, Deb's kids won't drive, and she's tired of running them around town. By the way, her kids, 16, that's the baby,
mm-hmm.
18 and 20.
Jeez.
And God, I can't wait to tell you the whole thing, because some of the stuff that's being said, I totally get it. Like, I totally understand it would have happened, mm-hmm. but I'm like, really? Really? This is so she wants her kids to learn to be independent. She told them mom's taxi service is going out of business at the end of the school year. Her husband thinks she's being unreasonable. Because, well, you're stay at home mom and this is your job, which is obviously another discussion in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Is there really anything she can do?
Yes.
No, stop the mom tax service. Make them walk to school.
Yeah. She's got to hold tight, but the husband's like, no, you can't do that. Michaela, you've got a solid opinion on that right out of the chute.
Yeah, I mean, I have a younger sister, similar situation. And I feel like with the 20 and 18-year-old, they're not kids, they're adults. They're technically adults. With the 16-year-old baby, it's rough. I used to watch my dad and stepmom drive her everywhere. And finally, they were like, listen, you got to get brave. You got to do this.
Yeah.
And they did, because it's, listen, also Vegas is so spread out. It's 30 minutes to get everywhere now, I feel like.
Which is nothing.
Unless you have to go to Centennial, to Henderson, to Arts District.
Oh, no, poor you.
Yeah, poor me.
What? No, there's people, it's, no, this
is a hassle.
No, it's not, dude. You have no idea how fortunate you are. You have no, I mean, you lived in Phoenix. Vegas has it so good compared to other cities as far as getting. Okay, so Michaela goes, oh, it takes 30 minutes to get places. You can be anywhere in this town. I'm telling you right now. Not right now, but you tell me to go somewhere, anywhere in this town, I'll be there in 45 minutes. That's the max.
Right.
That's the outside.
And that sounds awful.
1,000,000% max. Now, there's also somebody right now that's shooting off a text. It takes me an hour to get to blah, blah, blah. Well, then quit screwing around and press the skinny one on the right down. An hour. You're obviously not a 215.
Yeah. Listen, I am siding with the mom. I feel like 16, they should learn how to drive. It's a pain in the butt. I feel for her.
We'll jump into it more tomorrow. We'll go full opinion. We'll go full story and full opinion tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, different prize tomorrow on Friday. Okay, good. No, you're not Deb. What's your name? Put it on the screen or tell me what's her name?
Desiree Thomas.
Desiree, thank you. Enjoy your Aziz Ansari tickets.
Bye, Des.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, today's such a weird day. I've never done this. Well, not never. It's been long enough that I don't remember the last time that I blew past my alarm. and missed the start of the show. I couldn't tell you. Michaela called me at 6:04 this morning and goes, we're doing a show today?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what time is it? And honest to God, because there's so many life events happening right now, I thought, when I woke up and saw it was you, I didn't know what time it was. So I thought it was, you know what I really thought?
Bad news.
I don't know why I thought this. I was making, the whole timeline was getting made up in my head. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that's very sweet. She waited until 4 o'clock till she knew that I'd be up before she called. I don't know why I thought that.
That's so funny.
I had no reason to think that. All I saw was that you were calling. So then I thought, oh no, it's bad news. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, immediately I'm awake and I'm like, hi, was I sweet? I was trying
to be sweet. You said, hi, Mika.
Yeah, I was so excited. You know, be happy. And I was ready. I was ready for the, hey, dude, I can't come in today. Hey, Chatty. I know. I had the conversation in my head. Hey, Chatty, I can't come in today. It's, you know, and I was ready. I was like, okay, great. Okay, buddy, do whatever you have to do. Let me know if you need anything. You know, I was ready. Whole conversation.
Yeah.
Instead, she says, are we doing a show today?
Yeah. Wake up, my little angel.
I said, what time? She said, are we doing a show today? That was it. I said, what time is it? Because then it's, there's no reason. There's only one reason why she would ask me that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't, there's no excuses, sir, because I know you hate them. But I know this time change is kicking everybody's ass. No. Everyone has said it. So I don't know if that's part of the reason.
No, it's a blessing and a curse. I guarantee I had a late night last night, like later than usual. And even later than most late nights. And you know how that goes, Michaela. Yeah. And literally one thing that I'm pretty good about is whatever situation I'm in, that's what I'm pretty good at being in the moment. So like right now, I'm doing this show. I'm not worried about anything else. There's nothing else in the world that I care about because none of that matters right now. You guys matter. This show matters. The P1s matter. Michaela's hometown throwdown that's coming up, that all matters. None of the rest of it matters. So also, when I'm asleep, whoo, buddy. Mm-hmm. So it's highly possible that I just slapped the alarm, told her shut up, and that was it.
Yeah. But
that's wild. Like, so when I sleep, like I sleep. I don't know. We're
good
here
for
now.
You.
We're here now. It's almost Friday. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Margo Malik from Silverado Ranch has launched Silverado Ranch up the leaderboard and is a two-time champ in her own right. Did we? We didn't play for Boys to Men tickets earlier, did we, Adrian? I didn't give those away on the first pick, did I?
No, that was the season. Sorry. So Boys to Men is still available.
I'm looking at what's scheduled, but you know, I was still a little sleepy during the first pick, so it was possible that I may have just made stuff up on my own.
I got you.
So we're still on schedule for Boys to Men. Good. All right. Chance for you to win those tickets. Chance for you to be our Michaela's Hometown Throwdown champion in 2.5 minutes from right now.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Michaela, give me a music style. Give me a music genre.
Rap.
I'm sorry, what? What?
Rap.
Oh, rap.
Yeah.
Rap. This is going to be so bad. Yo, it's your good feeling. I'm Beastie Boys. I'm going way.
It's
your good feeling story of the day. Word. That's old school Beastie Boys rap. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond Wedding Ring Store. Hit the song. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
All right. Cops in Orlando saved a swan that got caught in traffic the other day. Aw. Here's the thing. This isn't like one of those deals where it was like crossing the road to get to the pond.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of the freeway during rush hour, massive traffic jam because nobody wants to hurt the swan.
Of course.
There's footage of a cop chasing it around, getting it off the road. He would chase it one way. And, you know, and it's a stupid thing. Stupid swan would just keep going. but no, I want to go back the other way. And so this guy's like, you know, and it's like, the park, there's a park that is nearby. There's a whole flock of swans. They said that, and it wasn't their swan, but he was a lost swan, which explains the running back and forth and not sure where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's cute about it. So the swan gets out alive, and the other swans took him in.
Oh, God, I love it.
I know.
They're like, get back over here, you idiot. Quit playing traffic.
I only did that story because I had a vision in my head of you weeping softly.
I know. I love it.
48-year-old dad in Maine named Justin Dudley decided to lose some weight, look good in his son's graduation photos last year. He was 343 pounds, got down to around 3 bills in 2 months, but it didn't end there. He liked it so much he kept going. Since graduation last June, dude is, he's lost another 140 pounds.
You go, Papa.
So 3, 2, 160? Jeez.
Nice. That's good.
Jeez. We're talking to our buddy Johnny Eck the other day. Our buddy Lisa lives down by Galleria.
Mm-hmm.
Intermittent fasting is the way to go.
Yeah, dude, if you can do it, it really is great. I have a hard time with it because we wake up so early and it's just, I need to have something. But if you can do it, it's the best.
He says it saved him a ton of money on groceries as well. About $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
What was he on, an all egg diet before? Dude, can you imagine spending $2,000 a month on groceries?
No way. No way.
Those of you who are going, shut up. Have you seen my Costco bill? I hear you. I do hear you.
Yeah, big families, of course.
It's just my wife and I are just my wife and I. And we don't throw down $2,000, but we also end up buying stupid stuff at Costco.
Yeah.
When we go. I almost stop right there. That's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by who? Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Cat Show. Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, this is interesting. Just got an email from the boss.
What?
Which these days, that could be anything.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't shock me if in the middle of the show one day we got an email from the boss that just said, pack your stuff, you're done.
Uh-uh.
They've made cuts. They're shutting off the power in 10 minutes. Just go... just get out. You've got to.
Yeah.
No. We will have an Odyssey world premiere. This is so funny. This never happens this way. We will have an Odyssey world premiere for Lizzo's new song.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Me too.
Lizzo's new song, Still Bad. You know what I realized, what bothers me about Lizzo?
What?
All she ever does is talk about herself. She never talks about anybody. She's always just talking about herself. And you know, and who she... Because she's, you know, she's highly insecure. That's why it all comes, you know, it just comes out that way.
Yeah. The thing I like, though, she does admit that as well. Like, I got to interview her one time. She was so great. And she was and she was wonderful. She said she's very insecure. She had such a long life of not feeling good about herself. That she kind of uses the lyrics to inspire others, but to sort of fill up her own tank too. And I liked that. I appreciated that.
I'm a bad bee school. I'm a bad boss babe. Ugh, yuck. The lion don't go around telling everybody he's a lion. He's just a lion. He's just the king of the jungle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't gotta go around. Yeah. That's look. I'm interested. I'm sure the song's great.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be good. But yeah, Lizzo's Still Bad. Noon Eastern, which means 9 o'clock for us. Boom. Today.
Let's go.
On the Chet Buchanan Show, less than 2 hours from right now. You heard the music playing. It's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Margo Malik from Silverado Ranch, 2-time champ, going for win number 3. It's up to you to stand tall. You know? check your hair in the mirror and say, not today, Margot. Not today. You shall not pass.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Today's champion will receive Boys to Men tickets for the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan Friday, August 8th. 702-364-9898. While we play Tate McRae on the Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLU.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sorry, my mind was momentarily blown as I'm working it out in my head. So on the other side of the 90, our champion is Margot Malik. I'll come back to that in a second. Margot Malik from Silverado Ranch, our two-time champ. Hi, Margot.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
The assassin, ready to go to work.
Uh-huh.
She's quiet. She's measured almost to the point of where I'm like, you might want to get just a little louder, you know, to make sure that we hear you when you buzz in. But she's like focused and good lord. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
We got Trisha Jones from Cowabunga Bay.
Yeah, that's the other side of the freeway from the meat of the Valley Auto Mall. Is that accurate? That's what we're talking about?
Sorry, yeah, I'm over by like the Boulder Highway area. Duck Creek Park is where I live, technically.
Yeah, okay. So do we call that Hendertucky?
They almost call it Henderson. They say it right on the border of Henderson. I don't know how true that is, but
no,
that's
I get
what I'm told.
I get that part. It's just you can't You can't just call it Henderson anymore, because that could be anything from damn near to Lake Mead out to Inspirada. It covers too much ground. So here's the question I got to ask for the show. Does Cowabunga Bay get its own distinction?
Yeah.
Honey, I like it.
I don't know, dude. Okay, I'll make you a deal. Trisha, you win today, and then we'll figure it out.
Hey.
Okay? If you win today, we'll figure it out.
I don't know where I live. That's hilarious.
Wait, it's the second time it's happened today. What do you call that area over by Coronado High School?
Highway Gibson. I don't know, but that's the thing. The like identifier would be Cowabunga Bay. Would be the closest.
That came up the other day. 215 in Gibson, and they were that whole Gibson area. Do we call it Gibson? Cowabunga Bay would love us to call it Cowabunga Bay. They would.
I also
Cowabunga Bay would love for us to call that area Cowabunga Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, like I said, let's see, you know, notice the ninjas being awful quiet over here. The assassin over here, Margo's not saying a word.
Okay.
Margo's like, give us about 4 minutes. This ain't going to matter anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, you ain't even going to have to care today. Jeez, I don't, So good. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Please, please, please do not answer until you are called upon, simply for the fact that you may think that you got in first, but you did not. First one to three wins. Your quizmaster is the one and the only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Pamela Anderson gave this leading starlet of the show Stranger Things a rack of clothes for her to have and play with. What's her name?
Margo.
Yeah, Margo.
Is it Millie Bobby Brown?
It would be Millie Bobby Brown, yeah. What, for what, how did this, is there more to that story?
No, not really. I don't know if she's getting ready for the Britney Spears biopic. I don't know what's going on,
That's
but Pam and her hooked up and she gave her a rack of clothes and she was like, have fun, play, live your
life.
Here
you go. Here's some clothes. And Millie Bobby Brown looked at her and went, do I look like I need clothes?
Uh-huh.
Like what? Like what?
With my sweet Pammy, there's also not a lot of material to those clothes.
Jeez.
So it's like, what is it, babe? I would have taken.
Are you friends with your sweet Pammy, you just said? Are you friends?
No, I'm just obsessed with her. I love her so much.
I'm reasonably certain that I was at the Canadian Football League game where she was up on the screen and got discovered.
No way.
Is that not weird? I'm pretty sure, because they're this blonde, they put her up on the screen, crowd goes crazy, she starts kind of dancing and gyrating around, crowd goes crazier, and something like that. I've been to two Canadian Football League games in Vancouver, okay? Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's where it, because that's the story of how Pamela Anderson came to be.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, champions up 1-0. This talk show ho, say it right.
This talk show ho is absent from the show. And Margo. Since she's been
Margo.
Margo.
Oh, I was like, geez, you can't just bail on us after that. I'm skeptical of this. The story came down today, and they're like, great, Kelly's dealing with a family matter, she'll be back. But TMZ did the bait and switch headline. Where's Kelly Clarkson been? Where she's disappeared. But she's coming back today.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, if she's coming back today,
what's the big deal?
Yeah. It sounds like she's just had a family issue, and okay, these things happen. It's fine. Champion
maybe
2.
She slept like pet this morning.
Wow. Shots fired. Okay. This is how we're doing this. All right, good. Now that we all know the rules. All right, good.
Oh my God.
Good. So, hey, Adrian, closed fist is allowed. We just learned. We just learned. No more just slaps. Closed fist is okay. How about that? Wow.
This actor got a street named after him in Philadelphia because, like the song says, that's where he was born and raised. The playground is where he spent most of his days. What's his name?
Trisha, to get on the board.
Probably not right, but I'm going to throw out Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Mark.
No. He's a Boston guy. I love that, though. That's really awesome. Margo, would you like to steal for the win?
Yes. Will Smith.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know the answer, but I know the answer. Game over. Margo Malik is a three-time champion, and we have been saved. We've been saved from making a ruling on the Cowabunga Bay, not Cowabunga Bay question. I mean, let me tell you something. Always Cowabunga Bay. You know what I'm saying? Always Cowabunga Bay. I just don't know if that's the name of that area. Does that make some sense?
Yeah.
Not Cowabunga Bay, not soon enough. But I don't know if that, yeah. Trisha, you've been a blast. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Trisha.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one. Good
Bye, buddy. You too. We'll talk again soon. Yeah, look at you, Margo Malik, just calmly, without, like, her heart rate hasn't raised a beat. Everything's good. Throw some Boys to Men tickets onto the pile for Margo. She'll be back here tomorrow to try to become a four-time champ. What has she not won yet, Adrian?
I am not
sure.
No, she's still here.
Oh, okay. That was Trisha who hung up. Okay, so you've got Margo, you got Boys to Men tickets, right? You got weekend tickets, right? What did you win the first day?
That's why I called him. The first day was weekend, and that's the only reason I called him, because I'm the biggest weekend fan. So
right.
So she'll be playing for Aziz Ansari tomorrow. That's the one thing she hasn't won.
Okay. Yeah, now you're stuck playing our stupid game all week. I got you.
Now I'm competitive,
so
now I just
want to
win.
Yeah, right? Yes! Now it got to personal. That's awesome. All right, well, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Michaela's on down for now. You know, when you haven't heard that Jack Harlow song in a minute, and it's Thursday, not quite Friday, some days that just hits just right.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, this is going to be my favorite name of the day. No disrespect to anybody else. They just can't. I'm just telling you right now. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Alicia Flamenco from Wagonwheel.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hi, yes. Alicia Flamenco. I love that.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Flamenco with a K?
No, with a C. Like the dance.
Oh, fair. Ooh. No, fair. I just didn't know. It was on my screen. I get it. Sometimes, and to Adrian's credit, sometimes what we'll do is put stuff phonetically. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I don't care how it's spelled. You just got to tell me how to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's important. It's important to you how it's spelled, you know, if it was that situation. But right now, it's just important how you say it. From out in Wagon Wheel. All right, then. We're all going to El Torito later then.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Me too. It's been a hot minute. Every once in a while, that one lawyer commercial will come on TV that they filmed it there at El Torito, and I'm like, oh, with their man. Can I tell you this is how much I love that joint? Because they're cheap ass forks. They still use the old school forks. They're thin. What? Have you ever noticed that? Yeah, they've kind of got an edge to them.
Yeah. I know, same. I'm trying to think.
All right. Well,
now we will.
Ponder that while we ponder this. It's your 177-second survey. Alicia Flamenco from Wagon Wheel. Michaela, tell me about the note I have written here, which also is a note to ask you. Razor for stepmom.
Okay, my sister and I are having a disagreement. My stepmom's in the hospital, as we all know, and I've been going and taking care of her. But my sweet queen hasn't been able to, like, take care of herself. Like, there's no grooming or anything. So her little mustache is coming through thick. And I can say it because my mustache comes through thick as well. Like, no shame, no judgment. But I want to bring one of those little razors and just, like, clean it up for her. Because I feel like if she could see it, she would be embarrassed. And I don't want her going down like that. My sister's like, it doesn't matter. Keep the razor away from her face. And I'm like, no, it does matter. And I'm going to. So I don't know what the right move here is. I'm standing firm on keeping her looking good.
Alicia, thoughts?
Honestly, so I'm a nurse, and I love that, Michaela. Like, I definitely think that little thing that you're trying to do makes all the difference.
Yay!
And by the way, 1 million.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it just makes her feel good.
Yeah.
Is your stepmom, is she jerky or can she lie still?
No, she'll lie still. And she's so good with me. She will, she'll do great. I just want her to feel as beautiful as she is.
Then it's not a problem. And if your sister's got an issue, bring like a safety razor or like an electric razor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So my dad.
Those little ones that you do like the dermaplaning, you know, like.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Simple.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love you. Thank you, Nurse Queen.
Yeah, no muss, no fuss. Yeah. You could shave it. You could shave a baby with those things if you needed to.
Yeah. Oh, I feel so much better coming from you.
Give Michaela permission to do it.
I don't. Yeah, and I don't know why shave a baby was so funny to me. It just was. My dad, when we were going down the stretch, he couldn't. He just couldn't. And one day I went, man, you look like, you know what? And brought an electric razor and shaved him. And then he started calling me. When are you going to come and see me again? Why? Because I need a shave.
Yeah.
And then we graduated up and I actually used a blade on him one day. And he was so happy. Yeah. It's a big, and honestly, we bonded in a way that we hadn't bonded, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it's like that.
All right. Here's what else I have. Bathroom stalls. It's 2025. Isn't it weird that we haven't already changed this, says the story. 3 out of 4 Americans feel like they don't have enough privacy in public bathroom stalls because somebody could peek in through the gaps in the door at any moment. Are you in favor of eliminating gaps in bathroom stall doors, or is it fine?
Now, Alicia. Let's eliminate them. Yes, please.
Do we know why they have? Do we know why they don't have the doors that go all the way down?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe to see if little kids or somebody's in there that shouldn't be, but I feel like it does just make it more awkward.
I just think the space is because of the construction, but there are places, fancy places, that have the little, because you have to put the nail to put the door so that it's flexible to open and close. Mm. So the space, the nail pops out where you, whatever the contraption is that connects it to the actual base of the little, whatever. Yeah. I'm not a construction guy. You're the guy who goes to Home Depot. But the fancy places do have the plastic, like little stop gaps in between so that you literally can't see through the crack.
Yeah.
But those are the fancy
other
joints.
Other doors reach the floor. All the other door, why don't we just use that technology? I don't get it. I think it's to keep people from being able to lock themselves in there. Mm. And then there's that little gap. There's that little gap between the door and the thing. And sometimes when you walk into the bathroom, you can't help but look. You know that. We all admit it. You can't help but look. You don't want to look. You look. You know, and God forbid, especially like if you're at the airport or whatever, you don't want to see anything.
Oh, my God. The airport's the worst with that.
God.
It's true.
So have we solved anything right now? No. No one wants. We want the doors to go all the way around, all the way down. And we want no gaps.
Yeah.
Eliminate. When do we want it? Now. So, okay, listen. Somebody call the White House. As soon as they finish up with the Doge and the tariffs and all that other stuff, put bathroom doors on the list.
Good.
Okay. In 2026, midterm elections, I'm voting for whoever's doing bathroom doors.
Good. I'll co-sign.
And we're voting. Okay. Smoking hot nurse Alicia Flamenco from Wagon Wheel. You know, are you wearing scrubs right now? Don't tell us. We prefer to imagine you as you are. Yeah, we know.
I'm waiting to walk into work until we're done.
Well, then let's wrap this up. You've got lives to save. We'll see you at the weekend on July 4th, all right?
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Alicia.
Hang on 1 second. You still have to talk to Adrian for a second. All right, we'll put her on hold. Coming up next, relationship rehab. Mika, do you have friends that have when it comes to dating? Guy, I was gonna say,
I thought you were just saying, do you have friends? And I was like, honestly,
of a specific variety. The guys do this too, though. I would love to tell you that this is exclusively a female thing, but guys do this, they don't talk about it a lot, but guys still do it. Do you have friends that put their relationships through a test? And to be able to, well, by your reaction, I'm going to say that's a yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody heard that. Said Michaela.
That's right.
And then if you could have seen the eye, I don't know. You could almost hear the eye roll.
Uh-huh.
You could almost hear it. What is her name? Yeah. Her name is Nikki in Sky Canyon. Am I wrong for putting these people through the test? The short version of a longer story. The last two guys have failed the test. And her friends are telling her she's going to be, you know, support hoes and cats.
Mm-hmm.
Living in her trailer with her 73 cats. Because she, you know.
Yeah.
And well, how come you never got married? Because they all failed the test. Let's discuss it among
ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, hello, friends. It's not quite Friday yet, but we're getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
Just past 8 o'clock, it's Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. If it's not raining at your house yet, it's going to be. And windy today, too. Stormy, like legit stormy for today. So just buckle up for all that.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship rehab now at 702-364-9898. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler tickets. Nikki in Sky Canyon says, oh, by the way, Odyssey world premiere of a new Lizzo song. Was this Still Bad? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Still Bad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's coming up 9 o'clock. Noon Eastern, 9 o'clock.
Mm. So fun. So ready for that.
My girlfriends all think I am too picky when it comes to dating. If everything else seems to match up, I take them to a movie and buy them snacks. I read something a while ago that shows that people who leave their empty cups, popcorn containers, and candy wrappers on the floor of the theater when the movie is over are much more likely to be sloppy at home, which, by the way, this would be enough for me. This would be enough for me if it just stopped here.
Yeah.
Sloppy at home. It also, they will also be lazy and expect people to wait on them.
Funny.
Which I'm like, wow, lazy. That cuts.
Yeah.
That cuts a little bit.
The logic.
They are, no, and it goes on. They're also more likely to have trouble if you don't throw away your stuff at the movie theater. They're also more likely to have trouble holding a job and tend to be less educated. In other words, if he leaves his crap on the floor of the theater, he'll most likely expect you to wait on him hand and foot at home. The test has never done me wrong yet, but the last two guys, two otherwise really great guys, failed the test, and I ended the relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, because I've seen this happen before, where, you know, right at the end, sometimes even before the movie's over, you know, the two kids are standing there and they got the big garbage can and they got the, you know, the brooms and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I've watched this happen where you're not going to take your garbage. No, that's what they're for. That's their job.
Right.
You know,
don't love that.
And look, I'm not going to totally look down my nose at that viewpoint. I don't agree with it. And that's not the way I feel. And even if I did believe that, I'd be like, well, let's give them a day off today. This is what I can contribute to society is right. I can make your job a little easier. I can make your day a little better by taking my stuff to the garbage can. So for Dinky and Sky Canyon, I'm just going to say this. I understand you, but there's always a but with me. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's always a but. There's always a, here's my point. Let me also throw a little hot sauce on the end. Right?
Sure. Sure. I feel like I've had this conversation quite a few times over my dating period with my girlfriends. So I feel like I have a very strong opinion. Mm. Won't give it away, but it's,
yeah, I've been there. Yet.
Done it.
In a minute. We'll just hold on to it. Why don't y'all call us right now? 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. You'll get tickets to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at Resorts World on Saturday, May 3rd. Is that enough to get you to call? Are you going to call now? You're already. Yeah, no, we know. You're like, way ahead of you, bro. Uh-huh. Already on it. Somebody can answer the phone. That would be nice. Well, Adrian's busy at the moment. We'll get to you. Hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Who'd you say was first, Adrian?
We got Vanessa.
Beautiful. Vanessa, what part of town you in?
Silverado Ranch.
Excellent.
I don't know.
Oh, glad to hear from our friends at Silverado Ranch. We're strong there. We love that. You have community there. There's a P1 pocket in Silverado Ranch for you, Vanessa. You've got your people are there with you. So is Nikki gives them the theater garbage test. If a dude leaves stuff on the floor, if he doesn't throw away his snack containers and whatnot at the movie theater, if he doesn't leave it better than he found it, she cuts him loose right away. Her friends think she's being too picky because it's happened with the last two guys. Perfectly good, perfectly fine, functional in every other way. The scars weren't too noticeable. Any of that kind of stuff. But she cut them loose because they failed the theater test. Is she looking too deep into this?
I can kind of see where she's coming from because obviously, clean environment, clean home or whatever. But I don't know if everything else is fine with them over that one experience, maybe have, I don't know, at least like a 3-strike rule. Because if everything else is fine with them, what if she dumped like what otherwise could have been a good relationship in the long run? But I can definitely see both sides of it.
Yeah, I feel this though. I do. I feel this deeply. The more I thought about it, the more uncomfortable I got.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of well, that's what they're there for. That's their job, and it's like, ooh, that may be true.
That's a mindset,
but. Yeah, but you do have to be prepared for, I always say, why are you making it so hard for people to love you?
Yeah.
I kind of lean a little more towards you, Vanessa, where it's like, you just see if this is a pattern. But oof, yeah. I don't know. It makes me yucky. I get literally my heart is pounding right now and I'm super uncomfortable just even talking about this. It's a problem. No, it's a problem for me.
Chuck, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you say it makes it hard for you to be loved, my question to you is, don't you consider this issue like common courtesy, though, where it shouldn't be that difficult of a thing?
Yes. I'm just saying when people go, I can't find a man or whatever, and then you're throwing up red flags all over the place. That's all I'm saying. Michaela, we haven't heard from you yet. She's very thoughtful.
Yes, I love thinking.
Vanessa, really quick. Enjoy Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, Resorts World, Saturday, May 3rd. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Sweet. Have fun, babe. Okay, this reminds me of my cousins when the movie, I think it was Bronx Tale, came out, where they would do the test where if the girl leans over and opens the door, she's like the one. Okay, I saw the movie. I actually do it because of the movie. I still do it for Lisa. But in the circumstances that I even told my cousins and the men in my life, that can't be a test. Because maybe the girls don't know. Like a lot of girls just saw that in the movie, they want to do it. I don't think that's a fair overall situation to be like, oh, she's good, she's not. So with this girl, I feel like tests are just dangerous. Some people don't know. It's a mindset. I think it's weird to quote unquote test people. Just be like, yo, that's weird. I don't like it. Or, hey, could you do this? I'm like a communicator girl because I would just hate for people to lose something really special because the person just didn't know they were being tested.
I want to go back to the idea that you still have a, a car that you have to reach over and unlock the door. That's weird to me. I mean, literally.
No, I have a 2025 Nissan Pathfinder, actually, so I wouldn't anymore.
From Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall, unlock excitement.
That's right, babe.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
This is deviously brilliant. They're flipping the Cromwell to a Vanderpump Hotel.
Genius.
Oh my God. Michaela was saying, yo, you and I, she was like, you and I aren't really Bravo girls. No, we're not Bravo girls.
We're not Bravo girls, but can I tell you, when BravoCon was in town, the girls lost their minds. It's the smartest decision to have Vanderpump take over Cromwell. There is an audience for it, and it is wild.
We were talking about how literally the two recipes, for me, it's either one or the other, is can you get me into Vanderpump, or can you get me into Robichon? Which, you know, like Robichon, no.
Yeah.
Vanderpump, also no.
I feel like a moron a little bit, but I don't know what Robichon is.
You're not that person. In fact, I have greater respect for you that you don't know, because you're not the one.
Well, I was going to agree and pretend like I did, but then I was like, we had that conversation where I shouldn't do that. So now I wanted to say, what is it?
If it's not the bougiest, it's close.
All right.
And you can't, and literally you can't get in there. You just can't.
Oh.
They've got a thing like the bar, or there's something, you know, I'm not that guy either. I'd love to be that guy, but I'm just like, you know, they're like, no, we don't have any reservations for like 4 months. And I'm like, cool, we'll go to the ramen place around the corner. It's fine. Just as good for me. Lizzo. And I'm going to tell you this for the next 30 minutes, just kind of, you know, remind you. Lizzo, brand new song, Odyssey World premiere, called
Still Bad.
That's what it was. That is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific, approximately 34 minutes away from right now. Hey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, I just realized we have a sponsor. Jeff Buchanan Show is brought to you by our friends at the 8th Judicial District Court. Would you like to make a meaningful difference? Not just this screwing around that you normally do. Like... I just thought it was funny. Would you like to make a meaningful difference? We know, you know, you make a difference. Is it meaningful?
Meaningful.
No, this is meaningful. Would you like to make a meaningful difference in our community? You can positively impact the life and future of a foster child by volunteering as a court-appointed special advocate. It really is a big deal. Court-appointed special advocate, CASA, CASA. So visit CasaLasVegas.org.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock Thursday, the 13th of March, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. I'm Jeff Buchanan. Do you do spring cleaning, Michaela?
Yeah, I do.
We kind of just get a wild hair, and it's weird. My wife and I are so much in lockstep that we just all of a sudden we'll be like, get this stuff out of here. Here's an interesting thing that somebody, there's a reason why I bring all this up for the spring cleaning. The average American says that 34% of the stuff that they own, so a full third, one out of three items in your house, is something that they don't really need or rarely use. Could you get rid of a third of what you got and still be okay? I'd say yes.
I don't know if maybe I just love to clean. I don't hold on to things. I do a spring cleaning all through the year. If I haven't worn it, used it, I hate stuff. I hate clutter. I'm not attached to anything. I would get rid of everything and start over if I needed to. That's really how I feel.
I have way more hats I have way more hats. I have way more t-shirts and way more. I have way more sweatshirt / pullovers. Mm-hmm. I have way more, but I get them from sporting events. Like they give them to you. Here, yeah. Wear this. Okay. And then I don't get rid of them because I like them. Mm-hmm. Except for the ones, you know, like there are some that I go, oh God, no, I'm never. Well, no, I got one at a basketball tournament last fall that I will never wear again in my life, yet I will never get rid of it.
I hear that. The memory.
My wife, I believe, as we speak, literally, yeah, I should check the cameras. She's cleaning out our garage today. Ugh, she's got wild hair. She goes, I'm going through. I'm getting rid of stuff. And I said, yeah, it's all your stuff. She was like, no, it's not. I'm like, I already got rid of all my stuff. She's like, that's not all those boxes of books and whatnot. And I go, all yours.
Oh, yeah. If the biggest fight that Lisa and I have ever had, she holds on to things. I throw everything away. So she'll be like, you threw my thing away. And I'll be like, then you should have cleaned it. I love fighting about that with her. I love it.
You can't throw away other people's stuff. I know you can't. What we do, what Amy and I do, is then it's a little passive aggressive, not intentionally, but we'll take the other person's stuff that we think that they should get rid of, and we'll just stick it out in the middle, like so it's in the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then they gotta make a decision. Yeah, they've either got to put it back, or what are you gonna do with that? Are you gonna get rid of that?
Yeah, that's good.
My guess is my softball gear that hasn't been used in about 5 years is probably in the middle of the garage.
Get rid of it.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, kids. I know a lot of you are, you know, you're driving and whatnot, so you can't necessarily, you know, gather around the radio. Demon, here's what's funny. Nobody has a radio anymore. Like an actual radio?
No. My mother-in-law does, and she actually has two, one for upstairs and downstairs, and she does listen to them, but other than her, no idea who.
I have an old clock radio now it's a quest. Now I'm hoping, here's the thing. You want to know the day that I'm going to quit this job? Is the day that that alarm clock stops working.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I've had it since the 80s, but wow. it might early 90s at best. And I'm telling you, the day that thing kicks the bucket, that's the day that I'm going to go. It's a sign from the Lord. And I'm going to. But you get the idea. Gather around, because I want to tell you a little story. I want to tell you a little story about a naked man named Wiener. I already gave away the punchline, but here we go.
My God.
35-year-old naked man in New Hampshire arrested on Sunday. He had quite the afternoon. He allegedly stole a car. Which he then got into an accident on the highway.
Cool.
He sustained minor injuries, but otherwise was okay. Physically. Mentally, questionable. After the crash, the man decided to take off all of his clothes, abandon them on the shoulder of the highway, all of his clothes. Mm-hmm. He walked across the highway and left the scene of the accident. Also not good. Multiple drivers called the cops after they had to dodge this dude who's now having his own little parade.
Naked and unafraid.
The police found the man wandering down the highway. They're fairly sure it was him because, well, he was the only naked one.
Mm-hmm, makes
you know, sense. So it wasn't tough to. What's he wearing? Nothing. yeah, and his name is Sean Wiener. There you go. All the 12-year-old boys listening. Sean Wiener. Guy's naked. His name's Wiener. That's the only reason I told that story. Charged with indecent exposure and lewdness, reckless conduct, disorderly conduct, and littering. Nothing about the... Oh, separate charges coming for the theft of the automobile and for the leaving the scene of the crash and for the crash itself. All of those things are under investigation. If you're watching on your radio, there is a mugshot. He is fully clothed.
Oh, good.
In case you were wondering.
How will they recognize him then?
Wiener's Wiener. You wanted me to say it. You needed me to say it.
I did.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So the more you know, before we go, we're not really Coldplay people here, but we're familiar with the work, right?
Yeah.
We know Coldplay. Here's one thing, you know, say what you will about that band. They've never, since their inception, have never had a single lineup change.
Wow.
I know.
Wait, that's actually pretty iconic.
Even at the beginning, they've never used any, you know, a lot of groups when they go out, they'll add in musicians just to, because sometimes it's tough to replicate what you're hearing, you know, when they're in the studio. Literally been the same four guys playing and touring together since day one, nearly 30 years ago. Now, Michaela, there's four guys in the band. Name another one besides Chris Martin.
I would know Gwyneth Paltrow before I knew any band member.
You could throw out any names, and no clue, nothing. No. Hey, if you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, do you know what it adds up to?
No.
Come on, born and raised in Vegas.
I know, Vegas girl. I have no idea. I've never played roulette.
I did. So at one point, I was a featured guest on one of those panel shows on CNN back in the day. Yeah, they just did. They say, you want to do it? A buddy of mine worked at CNN, said, Chet, you'd be great at this. And I was pretty good at it. It was fun because I'd just go on there and be a wild card, be weird and stuff. And this one guy started going in on me one day about Vegas tourist stuff. And I shut him down. I'm like, just because I live here doesn't mean I know any of that stuff.
Good for you.
And he got so mad and I got blackballed from CNN.
Really?
It was my last thing. They were like, yeah, we can't have you anymore. You made this one guy mad. Yeah. And it's funny. No hard feelings. I did it. No, I ruined the show on national television. So I did know this one.
All right,
if you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, 666.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Creepy.
There are approximately 5.9 million Puerto Ricans living in the continental United States. 5.9, nearly 6 million Puerto Ricans. Okay?
Okay.
Do you know how many people live in Puerto Rico? 3.2 million. That's twice as many.
No way.
Puerto Ricans than there are in Puerto Rico.
You know, I'm going to Puerto Rico at the end of the month for this gig that I'm doing.
That's your cruise?
Yeah, dude. It's going to be so cool. But we go through Puerto Rico. I've never been. I'm excited.
Are you going to go to the beach? Is there going to be a beach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stops. And what is that fate? You better stop, Chad.
Because everybody watch Michaela's Instagram because you see a lot of her butt. There's going to be a lot of her butt on her Instagram.
And you know what? We're all hard this year.
That's right. And why not? You know what I mean? If you got it, flaunt it. Nobody's seeing my cheeks. Nobody. Nobody's seeing those flapjacks. None of that. All right, listen. Let's get out of here. Now seems like a good time to leave. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Yes, sir. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Brand new interviews with Stone Cold Steve Austin, the legend himself, and Swerve Strickland of AEW on the Unlikely Podcast, which you can find on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Yeah, hurry up and get your work done. Golden Knights at Columbus today at 4. So good reason to leave work early. And we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.